The Pearl by John Steinbeck. Read by Hector Elizondo. In the town, they tell the story of the Great Pearl, how it was found and how it was lost again. They tell of Kino, the fisherman, and of his wife, Juana, and of the baby, Coyotito. And because the story has been told so often, it has taken root in every man's mind. And, as with all retold tales that are in people's hearts, there are only good and bad things, and black and white things, and good and evil things, and no in-between anywhere. If this story is a parable, perhaps everyone takes his own meaning from it and reads his own life into it. In any case, they say in the town that there was a man. Kino awakened in the near dark. The stars still shone, and the day had drawn only a pale wash of light in the lower sky to the east. The roosters had been crowing for some time, and the early pigs were already beginning their ceaseless turning of twigs and bits of wood to see whether anything to eat had been overlooked. Outside the brush house and the tuna clump, a covey of little birds chittered and flurried with their wings. Kino's eyes opened, and he looked first at the lightning square, which was the door, and then he looked at the hanging box where Coyotito slept, and last he turned his head to Juana, his wife, who lay beside him on the mat, her blue head shawl over her nose and over her breasts and around the small of